The latest pretrial conference for Stephanie Nagel was held in Judge Emily Waddell's Jasper Circuit Court on Tuesday. Nagel is charged with the murder of her estranged husband, Phil, and two other felonies in the case, burglary and stalking, in February last year. A court decision was made this week to schedule a final pretrial conference on August 28th, with a jury trial scheduled to begin with jury selection on Monday, September 14th. The court has set aside a total of 5 days for the proceedings to take place. A Hammond woman, 26-year-old Brianna Coleman Watts, has been charged with two felonies following a report of an incident on the shoulder of Interstate 80 in Lake County last Monday. Police stated the accused asked the man in the vehicle, the father of her child, to get out after the victim said that they had spent Mother's Day together. According to a law enforcement report, the man stated that Coleman Watts bumped the rear of his legs twice with the car before accelerating into him, causing him to fall onto the hood, where he said he held on for a time before falling off. State police said the man had cuts, bruises, and abrasions. Investigators found the woman's car with fresh damage to the hood and visible handprints on the hood that and the appearance of someone holding on. She alleged the victim tried to touch her, and she told investigators the vehicle had struck the man to get him out of the way. Brianna Coleman Watts was charged with battery by means of a deadly weapon, the car, and battery causing moderate bodily injury. Yesterday, Governor Mike Braun held a ceremonious bill signing of Senate Bill 78, the so-called bell-to-bell cell phone restrictions, to help students focus and support teachers and improve the classroom environment. The legislation, now signed into law, provides clearer standards for not only limiting cell phones, but also smartwatches, gaming devices, and other personal communication devices. The new law includes exceptions for emergencies and medical needs. The bill had bipartisan support. The Indiana State Police and many local law enforcement agencies are taking part in a high-visibility enforcement effort known as Click It or Ticket, focused on increasing seatbelt usage. This is going on now through May 31st. Many officers and troopers are working overtime in the campaign funded by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. Law enforcement said that since 2021, Indiana has seen a steady decline in fatalities among passenger vehicle occupants. Seatbelt usage among Hoosiers has increased to more than 94% in 2025, according to the Purdue University Center for Road Safety. Enjoy the rest of your day and stay safe and well, everyone. I'm Russ Martin.